CBS News. I'm Pamela McCall. Beaten to death in their sleep with a hammer. Police say that's how seven people in Sioux City, Iowa met their deaths last week. KSCJ reporter Eric Blumberg tells us the allegations were read against 23-year-old Adam Moss in court today.
The suspect from the seven homicides earlier this week in Sioux City was taken before Woodbury County Judge Mike Nelson, who detailed the charges facing Adam Matthew Moss. There were seven counts of homicide and one count of theft. Bond was set at $7 million, $1 million on each count of the homicide.
Moss is accused in the death of his girlfriend and her five young children. The seventh victim is a 58-year-old man found dead at his home nearby. Investigators have resumed the search for the remains of James Beck in the fiery ruins of a Los Angeles home. Beck's believed to have fatally shot a sheriff's deputy yesterday.
They use what's called a cadaver dog, and this is a dog that's specifically trained to scent out human remains. And the dog did hint that there were human remains in the rubble.
Carl Dealey of the L.A. Police Department. The deputy was killed during a gun battle when they tried to serve Beck with an arrest warrant. Hitting the road this holiday weekend, Louisiana AAA spokesman Don Redmond.
AAA is anticipating about 33.2 million travelers who are planning to take a trip about 50 miles or more from their home this Labor Day holiday.
And we're paying more to do it. Gas prices are up.
From Ohio through the Dakotas, even all the way out to Colorado, prices have spiked up 20, 30, 40 cents or more in the last month because of a refinery fire.
AAA's Justin McNauld. The Sharks seem to have taken a holiday this weekend at New Smyrna Beach, Florida. CBS News reporter Peter King tells us some people are taking advantage of that.
Sharks bit nine people in 14 days before disappearing from here. These surfers say they're not worried anymore.
There's none no more. They all migrated out of here.
Sharks, I saw a little action going on out there. Some little bait fish going on. I saw a couple sharks jump. I just keep my hands on the board.
The scare didn't scare away everyone. Nancy Scherzer is from Bel Air, Maryland.
No, we were even in the water. They're telling us they're in another place. And we believed them.
Roger Welty says he's trying to be reassuring to visitors.
I live at Daytona Beach Shores, and we assured them the sharks weren't here. They were up there.
Peter King, CBS News, New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Montana's Moose Fire moves into Glacier National Park. The wind-driven blaze exploded overnight. It's now covering more than 40,000 acres. Fire Information Officer Bob McKinney says it could be winter before the fire's put out.
Some of these fires might still be going when it snows. Who knows? We hope we can control things, but some of the fires, that, like burning into the park and things, a good snowstorm would certainly help.
This is CBS News.
Thank you for calling Dish Network. May I help you?
I'm calling about your $9 a month TV deal.
Yes, sir.
How many channels do I get for $9 a month?
You get over 100 of America's best channels, all in 100% digital quality.
Well, suppose I wanted ESPN and Fox Sports Net. How much then?
They're both included, so just $9.
All right. Say I want TNT, USA, and TBS.
$9.
Okay, what if I want Disney, Noggin, and Cartoon Network for the kids?
$9.
Okay. Suppose I wanted Discovery, Discovery Health, A&E, and Animal Planet.
Still $9.
CNN?
$9.
Fox News?
$9.
MTV?
$9.
AMC?
It's the I Like 9 deal only from Dish Network. For a limited time, you'll get 117 of the top channels in digital quality for only $9 a month when you buy any Dish Network system valued at $199 or more. Can your cable company do that? Call 1-800-333-DISH. Prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. So call 1-800-333-DISH today. Dish is it.
British devotees of the hit reality TV show Big Brother have a new treat in store, Pig Brother.
On a secret farm in England, Somerset County, five different porkers are battling it out to be the last pig in the pen. Pig Brother will show every snort, grunt, and oink they make over the next 4 weeks. Viewers will pay to phone in and vote their least favorite swine out until only one pig remains. Farmer Richard Council is producing the show.
So we'll be seeing, you know, just how they interact and who ends up, you know, bringing home the bacon, if you like.
Council is pleased. The website has already received millions of hits. All of the show's profits will help farmers suffering from Britain's foot-and-mouth epidemic. Gregor Craigie for CBS News, London.
Parent-teacher conferences are going high-tech. A Pew Research survey finds that 28% of parents have emailed teachers. It also finds 55% of parents whose teenage children use the Internet consider it a good thing. I'm Pamela McCall, CBS News.